Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Dre 7 and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Thursday morning, December the 12th, we welcome you. And remember, as always, we like to remind you, if you're just getting your work day, your school day started, that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So remember, if you're traveling in this morning, as we do every single morning, it's not extremely foggy outside, but it is foggy and it's kind of damp outside. So we want to remind you about those school kids standing at bus stops. We want to remind you about kids that are walking to school. And people that are driving in, stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for our school buses. Make sure that you're slowing down through those school zones. Remember, helping our crossing guards and our resource officers just helps. everybody. We hope that your Thursday morning is off to a great start. I tell you what, the week has absolutely flown by. And when you think about Christmas, you know we're talking about our countdown, 18 days, 16 hours, 19 minutes, and DC 21 seconds until Christmas. It is so exciting. And as we approach Christmas, we're going to be talking more about shopping locally. We know a lot of people are doing their Christmas shopping. The traffic is piling up. That's why we ask you to stay engaged. More and more people are coming into the city to do their Christmas shopping. And we want to remind you that Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas, as well as Terra Home and all of our local merchants. Anytime we shop locally, it absolutely helps everybody. So we're going to encourage people this holiday season to shop at your local merchants. You know, it just helps us all. And so that's just fruit for thought as you're getting your morning started. We've got an incredibly wonderful show for you this morning, and it's going to really make you think about your shopping because we're going to be talking about budgeting. We want you to stay on point. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to some incredible people that are doing amazing things in our community. Stay on point. We're back right after this. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Spray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Spray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. You know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, well, it's 7:48 a.m., and today is Thursday, December the 6th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. You can phone Rosa and her team for all of your insurance needs by dialing 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, all you've got to do is log on to their website at www.hicksonhasit.com. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, you know we were talking about the countdown to Christmas and all that that means. And for many of us, it means spending and spending a lot. And so this morning, we're pleased and honored to be joined by our partners at Southern Heritage Bank. Randy Ponthe is the Vice President of Commercial Lending. Donna Caffaretta is the Marketing Director. And we want to welcome them for the very first time to the OPT Network. Lady and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And welcome. And so Southern Heritage Bank is an independently owned community bank with a concern for meeting the financial needs of the residents in not only Rapides, Catahoula, and LaSalle parishes. And so we're really excited to have you guys come on this morning, Randy. And one of the things that we wanted to focus on was budgeting, but not budgeting really in the traditional sense that we all know about, but understanding what that really means.
Yeah. You know, when you think about budgeting, a lot of people kind of get bored and they say they, I'm not interested. I mean, it's a discipline. You know, for some people, they're that way with working out, exercising, or eating right. You know, you don't want to talk about it because you don't really want to do it. But it's something that you all need to do. It's just being responsible. It adds peace in your life. So budgeting is very important. So instead of just breaking it down and saying, hey, you know, you've got your income, you have your expenses, and drilling down into your income and drilling down into your expenses, I thought we'd talk about budget in general, mm-hmm. but then look at ways that we can make that budget better, make that live within our means, mm-hmm. basically.
And isn't that the biggest problem for most people, especially during the Christmas holiday? We all purpose in our hearts that we're not going to spend beyond our means or beyond our budget, but somehow January 1, we've done it.
Yeah, and we blow it out during Christmas. That's right. And, you know, even before that, though, you know, there's really too many people, especially locally, but everywhere, too many people whose budgets are a little bit out of whack before Christmas even comes. Mm. So that makes Christmas even harder
mm-hmm.
because you have the pressure before Christmas even comes.
And so when you say out of whack, what does that mean?
That means that you've spent more than you've made. You know, and you know, those that really don't care about politics, you can't avoid hearing about it with mm-hmm. our recent presidential election. But our country is taking the lead. We spend more than we bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's causing us problems.
And so as individuals, we all, it's like you said about dieting and eating right and losing weight. We all know the answers. And I've said this before, knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when you use it. So how do we begin to help people to use the information that they may already know?
Yeah. So if you're already doing it, then I'll provide some tips to help mm-hmm. you make it do it better. But let's look at those who aren't doing it or those who are struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's like anything else. Start easy. Don't beat yourself up mm-hmm. and say, hey, I'm going to do the perfect budget on day one because it's not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just like exercise, ease into it. You uh-huh. don't want to get so sore the first day that you just don't ever go back to the gym.
Hey, it's like a diet. You start on Monday, and then with your budget, you start on Monday. And then on Saturday, Dillard's is having that shoe sale. And you
yeah, that's right.
And so I guess it's all about discipline. So let's start by helping people to ease in to a budget that they can just deal with.
Yeah, sure. So first of all, I would say step back and try and understand your money a little better. So everybody has issues with money. Figure out what your goals are. You know, in the future, you're going to have a purchase that you want. You're going to have college you need to save for. You have credit card debt that you need to reduce. Or you might be struggling from paycheck to paycheck. Whatever the case may be, you have something that you can work on. You have something to strive for. Mm-hmm. So figure that out
mm-hmm.
and then begin to do your budget. Now, when making a budget, my theory and some of the experts' theory are, first of all, give 10%.
Of course.
Okay, and when you're doing your budget, you say, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even make it. But there's just something spiritual and powerful there, whether you believe it or not. Give 10%, save 10%, and then live on the rest.
So every preacher in Central Louisiana and surrounding areas is coming to your bank after
there
this.
There you go. There
they you cannot go. Believe you said that. That yeah. is powerful.
It is.
And there is something that is just so amazing about giving that 10%, even when it doesn't look like you can.
That's right. So even if you don't believe it, just test it. Test it.
I love it. Okay.
So give. Uh-huh. Okay. It obviously helps others. There's no denying mm-hmm. that. And you'll find that it helps yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So give, save 10% and live on the rest. So you've got 80% to deal with. Now, when you're making your budget, you need to understand your budget. Okay.
Okay.
The main point of it is understand where your money is going.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody needs to know where your money's going. If you don't know where it's going, nobody knows.
Right.
Okay. So you can't have control if you don't understand. You said knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, and so how do we become more accountable to ourselves, Randy, do you think?
Yeah. So make a list. So you know, mm-hmm. most people know how much money they have coming in.
Right.
And they know that it's all going out. They just don't know where it's going. So document where it's going. It needs to be in writing, something that you can see, spreadsheet, chart, anything would mm-hmm. be great. But understand how much you're spending on rent, or your mortgage,
mm-hmm.
insurance, groceries,
mm-hmm.
child care, clothing,
mm-hmm.
credit cards, whatever it may be, everything. Know where everything goes, whether it's cash or checks
mm-hmm.
or credit.
Okay.
So understand that. And when you first do it, you may find out, I'm spending more than I'm making. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why the credit card debt is going up.
Right.
Okay, because it's got to be paid for from somewhere. So once you understand that, then you can look at it and say, I see, I didn't realize I was spending this much in this category.
Right.
So then you can reduce in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once you do that, then it's, okay, how can I reduce in that category? So just depending on what it may be if it's credit card debt, you know, get rid of one of your credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that your interest rate's too high, so consolidate on another credit card and lower the rate.
Right.
That automatically reduces your payments, reduces your interest costs. So it just depending on the category, go through each one. It may be that in cable, you have every pay channel and cable package and, you know, reduce some of them.
And you can reduce that by going to Get Wired Satellites because they always have great packages. We love Jeremy Clary over there, and he really makes it affordable. And so you look at little things like that, and a lot of people don't take that into consideration. But so it's just little things like, what am I really spending? And people never take the time to look at it. We just look at, okay, and maybe some people, Randy, are not even looking at that they've spent more than they actually have coming in.
Right. And some people know it. You know, you have that sense,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to face it.
Right.
Right.
And let's face it, when you're talking about finances, it is hard to sit down and take a hard look at things. And people, especially this time of the year, don't want to have to do that because people are pulling out the plastic spending. Because let's face it, for most of us, spending makes us feel good for that moment.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But it hurts later.
But it hurts later. It absolutely does. And so when we're looking at all of these things, we look at where we can eliminate or where we can combine things. And where we can cut back and maybe say, I don't need this, or I could leave this out. And then what do we need to do?
Well, first of all, you've got to get that balance. Just like I talked about, you know, the nation mm-hmm. needs a balanced budget. We individually need a balanced budget. So once we figure out, okay, here's my income, here's my expenses or my debt, I'm now within budget. Now you can get to saving. Now you can get to really giving. But until your finances are in order, you really can't give 10%. Until your finances are in order, you can't save for your future or for whatever goals you have. So first thing is get in budget and then get kind of under budget where you have enough for the 10% to give, 10% to save. And then build yourself an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? An emergency fund, different people have different criteria for that. I just say 3 to 6 months of your expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's of your, not discretionary, but your must-have expenses. So
okay.
Your rent or your mortgage. Have 3 to 6 months saved up because, you know, like they say, you're either in a crisis, mm-hmm. you just came out of a crisis, or you're headed towards a crisis.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody goes through something. So have that emergency fund so that you're prepared for that.
Absolutely. And in the wake of what we're seeing right here at home in our economy with so many people losing their jobs right at Christmas time. What an important point that is. Everybody, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about how we can make our lives better by just doing some very simple, very basic things. We're joined by Southern Heritage Bank, and this is a conversation that you'll want to stay on point for. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
and a happy new year.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us this morning, this segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're shopping for unique giftables for Christmas and great home decor, Terra Home is where you'll want to start. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital and McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Now this morning, everybody, if you're just getting started and just joining us, I know sometimes this is a tough conversation to talk about, but it's one that we really, really have to have. And not only on air, but we've got to have it with ourselves and with our spouses and with people that are involved in our families in terms of spending. We're talking about budgeting, and we're joined by Southern Heritage Bank this morning, and their philosophy is to offer a diverse group of banking services and products while maintaining friendly, efficient, and really personal service. And one of the things that they do to give back to the community is they support programs like ours to come in and educate the community on how to just get better. And so this morning we're joined by Randy Ponthe, who is the Vice President of Commercial Lending, and Donna Caffaretta, who is the Director of Marketing. And during the break, Donna, we were talking about how people get so enmeshed and we get so thrown into the holidays that we feel like every year has got to get bigger in terms of our giving.
Exactly. I think it's that expectation. We just have such big hearts. Mm-hmm. And at the holiday times, we want to shower our family, our friends, the children, the grandchildren, mm-hmm. our spouses, and it gets out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, no pun intended, but that snowball mm-hmm. starts to build and it just keeps rolling and rolling. And before you know it, you've, as Randy's been talking about, you're way beyond your means.
Mm-hmm.
But then next year or the previous, you know, you've established those expectations
mm-hmm.
in the eyes of all your friends and your children, and you just don't know how to roll that mm-hmm. carpet back in.
Right.
And that's where the catch-22 comes in. And here it is, as we were talking. It's Christmas again. Mm-hmm. Where did it come from? Many of us have not paid off last year's Christmas
right.
credit card bills. And we say that we're not going to do it, but we don't know how to stop trying to keep up with the Joneses, per se. It's
uh-huh.
you know, it. What would our children think? What would our friends think? Oh, well, she has that annual party every year. She puts out that big spread for us. What do you mean we're not going there this year?
That's right.
Oh, something awful must be wrong.
Right.
But that's not really it. It's just learning to cut back.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find ways to empower ourselves.
That's right.
And say, I'm going to get out of debt. I'm going to dig myself out. And I'm going to start saving. I'm going to use the points that Randy's talking about. And when I get to that point where I can give the tithing, I can have that in my savings, and I'm comfortable and secure, mm-hmm. and my budget is sound, I can go back to being elaborate if I want to, as long as the money is there.
As long as I can pay for it. Isn't, Randy, to some degree, isn't this really insanity? Because we keep doing the same thing year in and year out. That's what the experts call it. They call it insanity when you do the same thing and expect something different.
Right. You can't expect a different result. I mean, if you're spending too much, you're going to keep digging that hole. And, you know, I was told a long time ago, there's two types of people,
uh-huh.
the people that pay interest or the people that make interest.
Wow.
So we got to decide which one of those people we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some control over that. Now, granted, there are instances that can put you in a hole that may take a while to get out of. But
right.
That what I mean is sometimes we can put ourselves in a hole. Sometimes things happen to us to
beyond
get us in
our
a hole.
Control.
Right.
Right.
Beyond our control. But you can still get out of it.
Right. And so for you guys, you're in the banking business. And so, Donna, you see people who come in who have buried themselves. And then they're kind of looking for ways to unbury.
Definitely. You know, even the simplest things of, as Randy was talking about not knowing where the money is going. You need to keep track of your money beyond, in addition to the budgeting and ways to keep track of it, not only in our financial institution, but in any financial institution. We have what I call the bells and whistles, or the instruments to help you.
Mm-hmm.
We have online banking.
Mm-hmm.
We now have our mobile banking app. So, if you've got the smartphones out there, the iPhones, the Droids, not everybody is savvy into all the electronic
right.
ways. We have our phone banking system, but you need to know what your bank has available so that 24/7
mm-hmm.
you can stay on track of where your money is coming and going. If you're not really great at balancing that checkbook, you at least need to keep track of what's coming in and out daily, and having an online banking
mm-hmm.
system. Enabling your accounts online, being able to transfer,
mm-hmm.
Not being embarrassed by having to kick in your overdraft fees.
Mm-hmm.
Having that capability with online banking or our mobile banking app, you can transfer money from one checking account to another checking account, or from a savings to that checking, so that on Monday morning, you know, you're not hearing from your banker that you're overdrawn.
Right.
You know, and that NSF.
Because that's something you don't want to hear on Monday morning.
You don't want to hear.
Any morning.
And if you're not comfortable with all of those tools uh-huh. that are out there, go in and sit down and see your banker.
Mm-hmm.
Let him or her educate you on them and walk you through them. It's not embarrassing to say, I don't know
and
how
I was
to
gonna
use
say
these
a lot
features.
Of people cannot get past the embarrassment or the shame of I should know.
I should know. But, you know, I mean, there's things I should know in my family mm-hmm. and in my home. There's certain things that I manage. There's certain things that I let my husband manage. And there's I always say, I probably should know a little bit more about what he's managing.
Right.
You know, with our retirement funds. I manage the day-to-day, and he's taking care of the future.
Right.
You know, but my father always taught me that a good day is a day when you learn something new.
That's right.
And when you learn multiple things new, wow, what an eye-opener.
I love that.
And, you know, I am one that I don't want to sit in a meeting. I don't want to sit in a gathering with my girlfriends and listen to conversations. And then they start talking about a product or a feature or a word comes up. I'll interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring me up to snuff on that?
Right.
I don't know what that product is or what that, you know, that new development
Don't be
is.
Afraid to ask.
Don't be afraid to ask, because people will openly sit down, and if it's the telephone feature, mm-hmm. they'll give you a tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is how you dial in, and this is how you can find out about your accounts. You've got that phone. Let's get your app loaded up, you know, so that you can keep track of things. In this day and age, we can't put the blinders on and say, I don't know what I've got. I don't know where my money is.
Absolutely. And Randy, that's an important point. We can't put the blinders on. And for people that are listening to this conversation, you know, we want people to, as you said at the top of the show, to really ease into this, but we want this to be a conversation that really makes people think about their financial future, but not just for the future, starting today.
Right. Yeah. What's the saying? You know, every journey starts with one step.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book I just read, by the way, if anybody out there is a big reader, it's called Compound Effect. And it's real good, and it touches on every part of life, but mainly money. And each little step builds on itself and compounds and builds. So by starting today, starting just one day in mm-hmm. advance, it's even better than waiting till tomorrow and so forth. And just like anything else, no matter what it is, the longer you wait, the harder it is to mm-hmm. actually get back and do it. So start today, start now. And talk about it. I mean, when you opened up the segment, you talked about within the family, talk about it. And then Donna made some points on that with her and her husband and how they plan. But a couple points to talk about there is be open in the house about your money. Okay. So if you're married, dating, what have you, talk about it. One of you is going to be more financially savvy than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that person can take the lead. But you should have goals together, and those goals help make each other accountable,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because sometimes we're going to mess up, make a mistake, we're going to fall out of budget, and we need the other person to lift us up, get us back on track.
Right.
So many times people have this perception, that they have a perception that, oh, we can't talk about money because all we do is fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you're talking about it the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
you know? There's a difference between talking and fighting. So if you have the right motive and you're on the same team and you do have the same goals, you know, you can plan it and mm-hmm. get it going.
Absolutely. And these are important conversations that every family should be having, not only at Christmas, but year-round, just so that we can make our families better and we can grow into the financial future that we're all hoping for. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. Stay on point, but we're back right after this.
Dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming, and I reap what I sowed.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get all of your favorite channels, great savings, HD, plus more, by phoning 318-767-2220. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, the City of Alexandria Diversity in Action and Southern Heritage Bank, an independently community-owned bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. And speaking of First Heritage, Southern Heritage Bank, we're talking about planning. We're talking about meeting the needs of our community and people coming together and working hard to make sure that their financial futures are on point. And Randy, as we've been talking about throughout the show, it's no easy task. And it is one that we really have to purpose in our heart to do. And the only way to do it is to just get started. And we were talking about that first step of any journey. It starts with the first step. And so today we want to just help people to ease on into, all right, I got to get it done so that I can dig myself out of possibly what I've created over the years.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to take charge. Take charge of your finances. Get after it. There's no better time. Procrastination is the worst thing you can do when it comes to your long-term financial health. So don't wait for a crisis. Don't wait for any major event to happen before you say, oh, I need to get my finances in order.
Mm-hmm.
Do it now. Study your finances. Write down all of your expenses. Understand and know where your money is going. And build your budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take some time, but study it for a few months and then begin to save 1%, then 2%. Get to where you can save 10% out of every paycheck. Give away 10%. Live on the other 80%. So live within your means. And there's all kinds of tips.
And so for what about those people, Randy, that say, I hear you, but I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. You know, and you've got those people that most people would say, yeah, I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. How do we help those people?
You know, in the banking world, I see all kinds. And there are people that maybe in your mind you're thinking really live paycheck to paycheck. But some people live paycheck to paycheck, but it's a big paycheck, okay? So the fact is that we spend what we make. Okay. Mm-hmm. If we don't have controls in place, if we don't have a budget, we're going to spend whatever we make. So I would first say, using a sports analogy, if you will, there's offense and there's defense.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to have defense. So squeeze down, be in control of those expenses. And then there's offense. What can you do to increase your income?
Uh-huh.
Are you just working part-time? Are you working full-time, but yet you've got room to pick up another part-time job? You know, there's maybe more that you can do on the offensive
mm-hmm.
side. So maybe
mm-hmm.
you can bring in more money, but you can definitely spend less.
Absolutely. And for people who are listening this morning, you know, we wanted to have this conversation because we know that everybody's getting ready for the holidays. People are spending. And to really, Randy, begin to change people's thinking about their money and helping people to understand that they really are in control of what they're spending.
They are. They are. It's when you purchase something, you're making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So whether it's food, so you're going to, one, decide to purchase the food. Two, you're going to decide how and what to purchase. So, you know, look at the restaurants that we have in town now, which are lovely. It's great. But it's a fact that people are eating out more now than
sure.
we used to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's more expensive. So yes, you've got to spend money on food, but you don't have to eat out every day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of things that we either all know or we can easily get on the internet
mm-hmm.
and figure it out. But you know, there's tips like bring your lunch to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're going to eat out and say you and your spouse, you're going out on a date, if you need to, go out to eat during lunch instead
mm-hmm.
of dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner's usually more expensive. So things like that, yes, you're still going to spend money on food, but maybe you can cut back on how much you spend.
Do you think that people really buy into that? Do they believe? I mean, you know, people know if you just add up, because there's people out there that's listening right now, that's thinking about what they're going to have for lunch and where they're going to eat. And so there are people invariably every day that buy their lunch every single day and never add up the cost of what that is per week, per day, per week, and then per month. And so do you think people really understand seemingly little things like that, how much money that's taking out of their budget?
That I would say that they do not. If you do not have a budget and you do not write down and know where all your money is going every week or every month,
mm-hmm.
you don't realize how much you're spending on each individual category in your entire household. So if you don't write it down, I would say you don't know. You might be able to guess,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know.
Do you think that when we talk about budgeting, Randy, that people, especially ladies, Donna, because there's just some things, let's face it, that we want to do. We want to go to the beauty salon, and that we're let me just say that we're going to do. Donna was like, okay, there you go. We're going to go to the beauty salon. We're going to have our nails and feet done. You know, there's just certain things that we're going to do.
And shoes.
And, I didn't want to add that one, but you're right. And shoes. Those are just some basic things that we're going to do. And so when we talk about budgeting, do women feel too restricted?
I think if they're not in touch with their budget, they're going to feel sometimes maybe restricted or guilty. But if
right.
But if they're not, if they haven't gotten a grasp on their budget and they know what their miscellaneous expenditures are.
So we should put those things like your nails, your hair.
Well, I think it all depends on everyone's individual situation. If you're a single independent woman, you know, your money is your own to do with. But if you've got, or if you're
somebody just said, hooray, sister, I don't have to answer to nobody about my money.
That's right. And you're financially stable and you've got your budget going. And he's, I'm not going to turn to take a look at Randy, but, you know, so the scenarios are different for all of us. I mean, for years when I was raising the kids, I didn't have those expenditures. You just didn't do it. You didn't do your nails. You didn't take time for all that because that money was going towards something for school or putting it away for the college education. And ladies and gentlemen that are out there raising kids, trust me, I'm at that stage where I'm an empty nester right now. And my husband used to tell me, you're going to be amazed at how our budget comes back to us.
Right. So you made that sacrifice.
I made that sacrifice. And now I'm enjoying, you know, my kids are established, mm-hmm. they're out of college, and they're doing great in their careers, and I've got that little extra money. So I don't feel so guilty when I say, oh, I'm going to go get the nails done, or I'm going to get the hair done. So it's the things that you can do for yourself or your family once you get those budgets under control, mm-hmm. and every situation is going to be different.
Right.
It will be easy.
Right.
You won't feel so guilty when you want to buy those new shoes.
Right, or when you're sitting there having your pedicure. So, Randy, what say you about those things that people want to do that they feel guilty about? Should we put that into our budget? Oh, Randy's having to ponder on that one.
Yeah, you know, you put in your budget whatever you can. Obviously, you start with the necessities, okay, food and shelter.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it almost becomes personal preference.
Uh-huh.
So, sure, you know, put in there, if you've got enough money for, I mean, y'all were talking about doing your nails, and that's what you want to spend
hunting.
It on.
It could be your favorite sporting event or your hobby.
Whatever it may be, right. But classify that as more of an entertainment.
Okay.
And then your entertainment kind of needs to come last after the necessities. But everybody needs to have entertainment. You know, mm-hmm. we've got to have fun. But think about how you can have the entertainment and the extras and do them cheaper if that's what needs to happen for your budget.
Mm-hmm.
There are things, you know, going to the park. There's free community things in our area. So check those out. You know, there are things that you can do literally mm-hmm. for free.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe a vacation. You know, there's cheaper ways to take a vacation. Don't have to get on a plane if the budget won't allow it. You know, camping out, things like that. There's all kinds of things you can do and still have fun and stay within your budget. But yes, you do need to have fun.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, this is great fruit for thought. We want you to stay on point. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some of the amazing things that Southern Heritage Bank is doing in our community. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength,
and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Randy Ponte, Vice President with Southern Heritage Bank. I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of OPT is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and also Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the best stop. Today, of course, is Thursday. Can you believe it? The week is almost over. If your morning is just underway, on its way, it's 8:33 a.m., and this morning, we're talking about something that's really important, not just for the holidays, but all year round. We're joined by our partners at Southern Heritage Bank, and we're talking about budgeting and banking and how to take better care of our money. And Randy, before we leave this subject, there's some things, just some basic things that we can kind of share with our listeners that will just make them think differently about the purchases that they make, not only during the holiday season, but year round.
Yeah. Think about your purchases, and when we're budgeting, part of budgeting is having a plan, right? So if you're going to the store, have a plan. Mm-hmm. Don't just go in and go shopping, right? That's what happens, and it gets
That's what
it
sounds like most men would say, have a plan. Now, how do you have a plan, Randy, when you go shopping? What's the plan?
Well, if it's Christmas time, you may have three or four gifts you need to buy, uh-huh. Figure out what budget you're going to spend on that gift,
okay.
And stick to it. So have a plan, know what you're going shopping for and what you're going to spend. So if it's something that you're going to pay cash for, certainly bring your cash, but leave the credit card at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that way when you spend all of your cash, You can't keep spending.
That's good.
So have a plan, have some discipline, and understand that we are all human and we are all tempted and we all will get off of plan. So don't beat yourself.
Especially if it's a sale.
Especially if it's a sale. You know, not that my wife would say this, but some people may say, oh, look how much I saved.
Right.
When it's really how much you spent. So you may have saved 40%, but you spent money.
Right. And I'm being bad because I know we're bad when we see a sale. And it's like you said, we do, Donna, we've got, and I guess I'm talking to me, and that's why I just try to stay back, because we do have to have that discipline when we're shopping.
Yeah, no doubt. And in credit cards, remember, those should be used for convenience or for emergencies, not for carrying debt. So don't run up the credit card. That is the most dangerous thing that can have. And when it comes to financial planning, really it helps to understand it this way. If you put it on credit card and you don't pay it off this month and you pay it off over 5 years, you're borrowing from your own money 5 years down the road to buy something now.
Right.
So that's not very responsible.
You didn't get a deal.
No.
Right, sale
right.
By putting
right.
it out there for 5 years.
Exactly.
And think about when you're buying consumer items, things like your cars, your clothing, your vacations, and so forth. Those things lose value over time. So you don't want to purchase those kinds of things with credit. You know, if you're going to borrow on something that has a chance and should increase in value, maybe a house, real estate, those types of things. But understand that when you're borrowing money for consumer items, again, like cars, so forth, those things do depreciate, so they go down in value. So you need to be careful with that. Don't be emotional when you purchase things, okay? If you need to, step away. It's probably going to be there the next day, the next day, the next day after that, and so forth. So think about it. Don't do anything emotional.
Okay.
Usually we make bad decisions
right.
when we're emotional. So there's all kinds of things. Your employee benefits. If you're an employee, look at things that you can take advantage of, 401ks, things like that that you may not be participating in. And that's an easy way to save for the future.
Absolutely.
And
one good thing about those kind of plans is that you don't actually see the money.
Yes.
It's taken out and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to do anything.
That's right. And that's a big part of saving too and budgeting. So if you can, if you're on a paycheck to paycheck and you have a payroll, there may be some deductions that you can take. Donna's probably going to talk about the Christmas Club later, but you can have it automatically deducted. So whether it's the 10% that you're going to give away to a charity, to a church, or some needy organization, you can do that usually by payroll deduction. So you don't see that. So the amount you give, the amount you save, you can do it into a savings account, investment account, what have you. Again, payroll deduction, you don't see it.
Absolutely.
So then you don't spend it.
Let me do this. Let me take
a
quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can save with those Christmas clubs. And we can also talk about some ways that we can all give back that doesn't cost us anything at all. We'll be back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Taneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's pink party for the cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Donna Caffaretta, the Marketing Director at Southern Heritage Bank, and I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunky. You can phone them by dialing 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. McDonald's of Pineville and Southwest Beverage. For more information about their safety messages, log on to www.beresponsible.com. Well, this morning we are so happy to have Randy Ponthe and Donna Caffaretta from Southern Heritage Bank join us this morning talking about budgeting, not just for the holidays, but all year round. And there are some other many amazing things that Southern Heritage Bank is doing in our community, Donna, that you guys have taken real pride in. Let's talk about those things.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I just kind of wanted to wrap up.
Absolutely. Our budget.
Yeah, on the budget and kind of flowing down off of that. I know we've talked a lot about the adults and all of us trying to get out what we've currently buried ourselves in. And many of us have families, or we're getting ready to start families. Mm-hmm. So if we haven't raised our families yet, and I'm talking and or I'm touching the listeners out there that are getting ready to plan to have children or have little children, a wonderful book, and it's based on a true story. It's called Three Cups.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Tony Townsley. It's a story of a young family. They had a five-year-old boy, and they decided when he turned five that they gave him a gift for his birthday, and it had three cups in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they told the young man, this gift this year will bring you much adventure. So the young boy, he opens up this box to find three cups.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't quite understand it. And his parents went on to explain to him, the first cup is for saving.
Mm-hmm.
The second cup is for spending. And the third cup is for donations.
Mm.
And the young boy just kind of, again, still didn't understand. And they said, well, we believe that you're old enough now. We're going to start giving you an allowance.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That went right out of my head.
Sometimes you'll have those brain freezes.
You do. You have okay. Senior moments, I call it. And with that allowance, you can allot yourself money. You can put a little in your savings cup, a little mm-hmm. in your spending, and in your donations. And the young boy kind of understood where they were going with this, but didn't understand when they first gave him the box.
Right.
And they said, but Mommy and Daddy, you said this box was going to bring me many adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And they explained to him, through savings
mm-hmm.
and your spending and your donations mm-hmm. and being charitable,
mm-hmm.
the adventures that you're going to be going on will be amazing.
Wow.
You know, because you're going to be saving up for that special bike or that special toy.
Right.
And we're going to help take you out into the community and find ways for you to give those donations back.
Right.
And through that, the young boy grew up learning.
Right.
About his adventures and his experience.
And I think that that's so apropos, because every single person should start thinking about teaching their kids about saving. And I think Randy said it best. You give 10%, you save 10%, and you live on the rest. And the more, you know, whether you're a Christian or not, Randy, the principle simply works. You know, I've never heard Bill Gates or Donald Trump talk about God. The principle just works. And if you're a Christian and you implore these principles, then you understand that you can't outgive God. There's just no way.
No, there isn't. So if we're teaching our children good values mm-hmm. as related to money, then that will help them to develop positive habits.
Absolutely.
It's going back to the basics, mm-hmm. hopefully, of how we were raised, but somehow it's we've lost it in this day and age. And so we have the Christmas Club. And it's not too late, you know. It's a product that many of us had when we were younger. Our parents had, our grandparents had. It's not too late to prepare for your holiday spending for 2013.
Absolutely,
Randy. You know, so you're ready for November and December of 2013, and you can start with the simple. You know, if you're trying to get yourself out of debt, put in $10
mm-hmm.
a paycheck, and by next Christmas, you've got your budget set for you for Christmas.
That's a great idea.
And if somewhere during the year you can raise that. You know, if it's only a once-a-month transfer out of your mm-hmm. checking account or twice a month,
mm-hmm.
and then the following year, increase it
mm-hmm.
until you're out of debt and you're up to that 10% that you can put away. And maybe by next year, in November, December, you've worked on all your other budget plans that Christmas Club can be used for the vacation for the following year
right.
instead of Christmas.
And start early.
Start early.
Start early. And so, Randy, what you wanted to say before we move on to those coats? I know you wanted to say something about that giving.
Yeah, no, you probably saw me light up because you were
talking
about how others, whether they believe as a Christian to do this as a responsible Christian or not, it works. But I just think about when we look at other people,
mm-hmm.
we want other people to be responsible with their money. We don't want other people. We don't want our neighbors filing bankruptcy and outspending. We want our neighbors to give to mm-hmm. the community, right? So all these qualities are what we want in other people.
Mm-hmm.
So why not have them in ourselves?
Absolutely.
Why not do it ourselves?
Mm-hmm. And it does. We say it every single morning. It starts with us.
Right.
And the start with us also applies to the coat drive that you're having.
Exactly. This is, I think, our fifth year now. Southern Heritage Bank has joined with KLX TV and Randall's Cleaners to keep our children warm this winter. The Coat Drive benefits children throughout Rapides and LaSalle parishes.
Mm-hmm.
New and like-new children's coats can be dropped off at any one of our 9 Southern Heritage Bank locations. The coats will be professionally cleaned by Randall's Cleaners, and they're distributed through the Rapides and LaSalle Parish School Board members to the children that are in need.
Wow.
And when you're thinking about new or like-new children coats, and maybe you don't have any children at home anymore, you're thinking to yourself, how can I help with this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're giving to high school children. We're giving to middle school children. And another topic, which is our obesity or not our obesity, but children can also wear adult size clothes.
That's true.
So if you're saying, oh, well, I don't have any children's coats, you can donate, you know, adult size.
Mm-hmm.
You've got young boys and girls that mm-hmm. are size 14s and 16s
That's
out
right.
there. And so if you're cleaning out your closet this fall here, we'd love for you to bring them in, and we can keep those children warm as they're standing on the street corners and the sides of the roads waiting for school buses.
I love it. And so that's any of the 9 locations, those coats can be dropped off.
Correct.
And so we want gently used coats. And when we're asking people to give, we always like to ask people to give their best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're giving to someone, give something that you would want someone to be able to use or wear. Don't go in and get your worst things. And we're talking about budgeting, but over the years, we have established and created so much access for ourselves that every single person I know, and as we were talking about it, I was thinking about my own closet and going in and cleaning out and donating those coats. And that's something that I really hadn't thought about.
Right. Or we've had some customers that have just graciously given us money, and we've been able to go out into
mm-hmm.
community and buy coats.
Absolutely.
And add them. So if that's tugging at your heartstrings, we will take monetary donations as well, and they will be spent on new coats.
And another amazing thing that you're doing in the community is helping to support the food bank, and we are also huge proponents for the food bank. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, the food bank's annual telethon will be next Thursday the 13th, and we're working an hour from 3 to 4. I think the telethon starts early in the morning at 6 o'clock and goes till 8.
Mm-hmm.
So please, if you haven't already given your annual donation, many people donate every month. We need to feed our community this holiday season.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to feed those seniors
mm-hmm.
that are trying to balance, do I pay for my heating bill? Do I pay for my prescriptions? How am I going to eat? So, you know, we've been talking about saving and saving and saving, but we've also, I think you've heard Randy talk a lot
mm-hmm.
about the tithing and the giving back. And so if you can find in that budgeting for this holiday season
mm-hmm.
a way to give back to strangers,
mm-hmm.
it just tugs at the heartstrings.
You know what I love most about this whole conversation is I love the fact that Southern Heritage Bank has a culmination of people who work there who love God and who love their community. And who doesn't want to do business with a bank that loves God and loves their community? Because so many people, so many businesses take out of the community, but really don't put a lot back in. And you guys, and there are so many other things that you're doing that we will talk about, but that has blessed us immensely this morning, more than you guys will ever know. And so we want to encourage people, stop by, donate a coat, but more importantly, go into Southern Heritage Bank, feel the friendliness and the warmth that is Southern Heritage Bank when you walk into the doors. Randy Ponthe, Vice President of Commercial Lending, Donna Caffaretta, Marketing Director, thank you so much for spending the very best and the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you for having us. We enjoyed it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. We're back right after this.
holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Everybody, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You know what? We want to thank again Southern Heritage Bank. you know, all of those companies that help us do what we do, they just bless us to be able to bring people from all parts of the country in with incredible messages. And so, again, thanks Randy Ponthy and Donna Caffaretta and the whole team at Southern Heritage Bank. And thank you for spending the very best part of your morning